What's up, everybody? Welcome to the RSA Podcast. My name is Arsenio Mash. You can follow me on Instagram at RSAYSR, or you can follow me on the podcast page at RSA Podcast. You can also support the podcast at patreon.com/RSA. Today, I got Mr. Big Smash himself from Bet the House Podcast, but I'm not going to say too much more than that because I want this gentleman to say and give all his plugs right away and get them out of the way. That way, we can just start talking like normal people.
Y'all know what it is, man. Big Smash, Bet the House Podcast. I don't do much. You can catch us just about every day. Mondays, we got Musical Hour Live on Instagram. Thursdays, we got The Measure Men, Cognac Room, Blunt Effect Podcast, RSA Podcast linked up. We made it happen. Measure Men, Thursdays on IG. Fridays, we drop a brand new episode. I bet the house, maybe even two. Fridays, catch me also on Fridays. We have another YouTube show with Mario and Miss Kim. On Sundays, I do my top 50 podcasts of the week. So yeah, you can basically catch us every week. shout out to RSA for letting me on this platform, man. Y'all know what it is though. Catch us. We out here.
I appreciate it, man. For real. And I don't know why it's not changing, but I'm gonna change it back now. To be perfectly honest, man, me and Jay talk about it a lot. Yo, you are like the hardest working podcaster any of us has ever seen. You be busting ass, man. You record all day, every day, it seems like. And you, what do you,
this is true.
What season you up to now?
We finishing up season 7.
How long you been podcasting?
Seven, a year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, we have dropped an episode every week, or even more than one episode every week for the last year and a half.
Wow.
Every Wednesday. I just like podcasting. I think it's what keeps me going outside of being a father. So podcasting is my calling. I feel like I can talk enough shit. So why not do something that allows me to do that?
That's foul. I mean, that's not foul. That's fire. Sorry. My lips ain't working right. Because in the beginning of this, I've taken 6 grams of mushrooms to see if they work.
I know, man. I seen your post,
so,
man.
So I'm sorry.
Shout out to you. Shout out to you on this journey, man.
Thanks,
salute,
man.
Salute to you on this journey.
I appreciate that too.
You make all the success and progress that you're looking to make. I don't know too much about it, but I learn a little something every day watching your posts. So,
oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a journey, man, and it's always been a journey for real, and it's a journey for everybody in life, to be honest. This one is just mine. So like, yeah, it's you know, with the mushrooms and all that kind of stuff, it's crazy. And, you know, I kind of lost track now, but yo, I took 6 grams. Yeah. And, it's right now I'm trying to peak tonight, and I swear to God, I feel like I'm doing you a disservice by having you on here and doing this.
You know what? My thing is I support everybody.
Thank you.
Even if I don't know too much about what's going on, I still support. So,
yeah,
you that's wanted me here. I'm here.
Facts, yo. So, that's true, yo. You know, there's no bullshit about that. For real.
Yeah, that's one thing about me. If I can make it, I'm gonna be there. You know, if I can't, then, you know, you definitely know that you can reschedule with me. I don't generally too much cancel or reschedule, move things around, but I be so busy, man. But this is what I signed up for. So
no doubt. And I wish a lot of other podcasters felt the same way.
A lot of these podcasts is fake, man.
That's true. I mean, I agree. So you were saying like this is what you do. As a father, you know, you know, with so many kids, this is kind of like your escape, correct? Is that a good way to put it?
It's not really an escape. It's just something I like doing. It keeps me out of trouble.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because all I do is work and be at home dealing with the wife and the kids. And it keeps me out of trouble. It keeps me out of the streets. It keeps me out of making dumbass decisions. So, yeah. And plus, this is the only place where I really feel like they can't stop me from saying what I have to say. On
Thank
Facebook,
you.
They block you. On Instagram, they block you. On Twitter, all that stuff, they block you. Podcasting, we do, and can't nobody really tell us what we can't do unless you got a company that's backing you. And right now, Bet the House backs themselves.
So. Facts. Yo, where does Bond Bet the House podcast? You know, I feel like, see, I'm now your podcast makes so much more sense if you listen to it, because it's like,
facts.
It's now, it's a podcast about relationships.
Yeah.
And it's about podcast about, you know,
relationships,
everything,
sex,
yo, it's
sports,
thank you,
culture,
thank you. It's just so much intertwined, man. Into
oh,
it.
Yeah.
It's great, man. How the hell do you not run out of shit to talk about?
Hey, I write about 10 topics in my phone a day. And I still have a lot of topics I haven't even used from a year ago. You know, I see shit, whether on the news, whether on social media, whether me and the missus just sitting here talking. Shit, I come up with it off the top. So I feel like as long as the world is turning, you'll never run out of things to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, and I go back, you know, I have episodes where I have did the same topic with more than one person, mm-hmm. because it's always good to get different insight from all over. So, and with me personally, my life is a movie. So it's like, I'm always have something to talk about.
All right. Well, that being said, yo, tell us what makes your life a movie.
Man, if y'all know all the shenanigans and all the stuff that I do, all the stuff that I post, my life is, I have a lot of children. I'm just getting used to the family husband life. I'm real goofy behind the scenes, on camera, whatever. So it's always something going on with me. And with all these shows I got running around and all these shows I got coming, it's like everything I do is some significance. So pretty soon I'm gonna end up taking a back seat because now my kids have started to get into wanting the podcast and all of that. So there's never a dull moment in my life. And, you know, they're next. I'm putting everything that I'm doing into them. So,
all right,
they got a show coming.
How would you feel about them talking about the same kind of situation?
No, they're not gonna. I mean, you know, kids, if you let kids talk, if you ever just sit there and let kids talk, kids are some of the dopest.
You ain't lying, yo. You ain't lying. I got a 13 and 11 year old, man. I just sit here and listen to them talk, man.
Yeah, if you just let them talk. The name of the show is called FTK.
Okay. Oh, wait.
That's going to be the name of the show.
I'm not going to remember that by the end of the night. FTK. So I got to write that down.
For the kids, it's FTK for the kids.
Oh, I'll remember.
For the adults, you know, the adults might get the meaning that FTK means fuck them kids. So it's a balance, you know, and I played off the name and I was like, yo, this is the name. This is the name right here. We gonna run with that.
That's hilarious, so, yo. Hey, but they don't even know that, do they?
No. But for them kids, for the kids is it's just for kids, about kids, and it's by kids. Yeah. And I think it's just so dope because again, if you let kids talk, you will find out how much they really know. You know what I'm saying?
So true.
So this show is about kids, and I hope to be able, maybe in the second season, to be collaborating with other kids all over the world and different things like that. It's dope because on YouTube, a lot of their shows and stuff that they do on YouTube is for the kids, because a lot of kids watch YouTube shows.
That's all my kids watch. That's all, like, literally, that's all my kids watch is YouTube. That's it.
So I was just telling them, like, what if y'all saw y'allself on this screen? What if y'all had other kids watching y'all?
Right.
You know, so it's going to be dope. And, you know, that's what we're doing.
So are they going to have the whole setup with the microphones and everything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Fire. That's a great.
And the thing is, idea. They're just going to be talking about topics for the kids, you know, things that kids go through.
Sure.
You know, they don't have to grow up too fast and talk about adult things to be, you know, I believe in letting kids be kids.
And let them talk, let them express themselves.
About bullying and peer pressure and things that kids go through. Mm-hmm. You know, why did Jake take my apple at lunch? You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, you know, just, you know, what they think about COVID, what they think about all this stuff. So yeah, it's different. I have an episode that I have not released that my kids did. And this was around the time police brutality and all that was going on. And I interviewed my kids and asked them what they thought about racism. And it's a really dope episode. So I'm thinking about closing that as my season finale, as an opening to what y'all can expect on their show. But yeah, my kids are super dope. I believe all kids are dope.
No doubt.
If you sit there and nourish them and let them know, you know, that they are important, that they are valued, there's no telling what these kids can do.
Damn right.
So
that's right. That's why we've been here in this house for 6 years, and I made sure to get them a small pool. It ain't the best, obviously, but it's a small pool. They can go get wet and they can go jump on the trampoline. I bought them a trampoline from Walmart. Shit, I ain't afraid to say it. Shit.
Yeah, I just brought a trampoline from Walmart too.
Facts.
So
yeah, yo, it's not about the price, man. It's about what they can do with it.
Yeah, that shit ran me $200 and something.
Facts.
Then I had to pay somebody to come set it up because I didn't know what the fuck we was doing.
Oh man, I could have done that for you. Nah, I don't even. I'm just playing.
So yeah, we got it set up.
My wife and I set ours up.
Oh yeah, we tried, man, but shit, I'm like, you know what? My kid's gonna be jumping on this shit. It's a safety thing. I don't wanna be putting nothing up wrong. I just pay somebody to do it. And they got it done.
Yeah,
so.
No doubt. Yeah, that's facts. And how long it take them? What, an hour? Maybe 2 hours?
Shit. They had to, the only thing we couldn't do was the net. But it turns out we did the whole bottom of the trampoline wrong. So he had to redo it all over again, which was cool. He got paid.
That's what he said. I don't know about that now.
I mean, he's gonna get paid the same price regardless. Yeah, he charged me shit $80.
No doubt. So. But yo, if he had said, yo, it was all good, you know, you set up the base just right, you were pretty much done. How would that made you feel compared to, oh, I had to fuck it all, take all of it apart and redo what you did?
I mean, it didn't make me feel nothing because, like I said, I want my kids to be safe. I don't want to fuck up some shit and some springs or shit pop out and they end up getting hurt or something like that. Then I'd be pissed at myself. So it's like, yeah, as long as it get done. I always been like this, man. Look, as long as it get done.
That's all that matters.
Honestly, I don't really care who did it, as long as it get done.
That's it.
I remember being in retail for so long. Even though I was the assistant manager, I didn't care who got credit. As long as the job got done, as long as we could go home on time every night. I didn't give a fuck. I didn't care. Long as when these doors closed at 10 and we all walking out of here at 11,
yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Hell yeah.
I don't care about credit. I take that back. I do care about credit.
Mm-hmm.
When I said earlier how some of these podcasts be fake, man, I don't sugarcoat anything. And I ain't trying to start nothing on your show, but I am going to say this.
To be perfectly honest, this is going to be on Patreon. So if it comes out, it's probably going to be like maybe a month.
A lot of people in this game is fake. So it's up to the real people, the real podcasters, the ones that don't have no malice in their heart for this shit. In this game, you cannot have malice in your heart. You have to be willing to sacrifice and work with people and listen and take criticism and all that, because everybody ain't gonna like what you do. Everybody ain't gonna like your show. Everybody ain't gonna like how you do things. So there's always gonna be somebody out there critiquing. But a lot of these podcasters, man, shout out to the ones that I worked with. Shout out to the ones that didn't want to work with me. That's fake shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I realized a long time ago, I got a gift at this shit. Yeah. I know how to market myself. I know how to, you know what I'm saying? I'm got a couple of people trying to set up some management shit with me. That's an exclusive. I ain't saying nothing about that. But I got some people trying to manage and do all that. So it's like, you really want to work with me. You don't really want to shun me. You don't really want to act too Hollywood, because not everybody get to be on TV. Not everybody get to do the shit that I'm doing. And I'm doing because for next season, I'm going into a live studio audience. I'm turning it up. I'm changing it.
That was my next question, actually, because I just saw that post yesterday.
Yeah.
So yeah, what's so up, basically, man?
So basically, man, look. I'm going to elevate, and I bring my people around me. Anybody that knows me, if I got a big move and I could bring people up with me, I'm going to bring people up with me. We started Measure Men. We added you on. It was just supposed to be a three-man thing. We added you on because I liked what you was doing.
Bruh, so I appreciate that, too, because all I did was request. Y'all sent me on. You told me to come back next week.
Yeah, so... It ain't like I'm a shun somebody, because I know what the fuck it feel like to be shunned. So I get hella messages every day. Let's do a collab. Let's do this. Let's work together. And a lot of times some of these podcasters don't even like me.
Yeah.
But you know what? I must hear TV.
And I must
see TV. Let's use Big Smash to get people to tune in to us. And I get it. It's business. Because at the same time, while you using me, I'm using you, because I'm on your platform now. So we using each other. You know what I'm saying? So I just be, hey, don't be no fool and think that I don't peep the comments and I don't peep everything. It's like, yo, I'm spreading love. Yeah. We spreading love. We here to win. Fuck all that.
Nobody else can say anything else different, for real. I got to be honest. You know, and with all the things that you're doing, man, it's so obvious that, you know, you don't let the, if you will, haters or whatever bother you, man. And you just keep on moving, yo. You just keep on moving. I appreciate that, too, man, for real.
My thing because, is, no, look, man.
You've taught me quite a bit. I ain't going front. Facts. Yo, you taught me a lot. Yo, I've only known you, less than a month maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your grind, for one, and just the amount of content that you put out has made me want to, you know, put more content out as well.
People don't understand, like, you know what I'm saying? And even, you know, when you work as hard as I work, I don't let nothing get in my way. I feel like if I want to do something, I'm going to do it. Like, I spent a lot of money, but I put a lot of blood, I put a lot of sweat, I put a lot of tears into this shit. So it's like, I'm going to continue to uplift and bring my people to where I can bring them to. Even if you surpass me as far as popularity, as far as numbers, as far as views, as far as downloads, that never bothered me. I don't do this. I get a nice, decent amount of views. I get a nice, decent amount of downloads. That don't never bother me. In this game, I do it because I love it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I put so much help and effort into other people that I could be putting into myself. But I love, like I always say, it ain't no fun being the only one at the top.
Yeah.
I'm going to be talking to myself, and the only thing is going to be coming back is my echo. That's not the life I want. I want to be able to hit RSA up, hit Jay up, hit Rod up, hit Petra up, Petra up. Everybody, I want to be.
Hey, oh, wait, I did the same shit.
I want to be able to hit everybody up and be able to talk to everybody, because we all in the same room. We all on the same boat with martinis and all that shit. So this the type of shit that I'm on. I'm all about building and upbringing and uplifting. Mm-hmm. I ain't about tearing down another person. It's a lot of people I feel like that are doing things better than me, doing more than me. And that's my motivation. Like, no, I'm not in competition with you, but I'm learning from you.
Facts.
Like, yeah, I want to be like you. I want to grow from you.
And that's not
tell
wrong.
Tell me how you did that.
And there's not nothing wrong with that either. You know what I'm saying? Like, if there was ever a question I had for you and you had for me, I would hope you asked me. You know what I'm saying? Flat out. Just, you know, shit, I don't care about none of that. I'll tell you flat out. If I know, I know it. If I don't, I don't. That's just the way I work. You know, and I just try hard to be a presenter, to speak proper, if you will. Because, yeah. Because, you know, growing up, you know, that none of that, all that other, you know, the way you talk and growing up on the streets is way different than the real world. You know what I'm saying? So I always try to speak proper, to write proper, and to express my thoughts properly. That's why I always put it out there, man. And if I, you know, it's been so long since I've been able to express myself, because what I do is I keep it to myself, and I think about it, and I, you know, I'll lose sleep over something that I'm thinking of, and then I'll try it. I don't like it. I'll delete it, whatever. And then I'll do it again. I'll just try to do it as best as I can until I'm, you know, I feel happy with it, if you will.
Yeah, I've had to leave a lot of stuff on the cutting room floor too.
Yeah,
and
man.
It's like, it's not because I didn't feel like it wasn't good enough. It just felt like, at the time, it just wasn't right for that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'll revisit it.
That vibe. It's got to be that right vibe.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So if I didn't feel comfortable putting it out at that moment, but I'm sitting on so much content, man, and I love it because, you know, thing about me.
A year and a half, you say you've been podcasting. How many episodes total? Brand spanking? Not even brand spanking. Total.
We had 188 that's been published, that's been put out.
Okay, how many not? Add those to it.
Probably got about 20 that I ain't put out yet.
Nice. So you got over 200 episodes in a year and a half.
And not all of them will make it out, at least not right away. When I hit 200, I'm having I got some big plans for that. So that's going to be dope. That's when I hit 200.
Hell yeah.
Because I did something good when I hit 50. I did something good when I hit 100. So for 200, I'm just going, I got some couple of things that I want to do. So it's going to be dope all the way around. I think.
What episode did Rod just drop today? Or last week, Friday?
What number? 33.
Is that 33?
34.
Okay.
Somewhere in that range.
Yeah, that was a big one too, man. You can see when you can see the progression in podcasters when they're so happy with the next level. You know what I mean? Like, hey, look, this is what I'm doing now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we all do that.
This the home team, man. So I love seeing the home team win, man. I love seeing all you guys win. I try to share and support and do everything I can, because that's what you want from your team. You
exactly.
Want your team to support you.
No matter what, even through your bullshit, you know.
Yeah. You want your team to support you. You want your grind. You want everything done. So, we're gonna do what we gotta do. Mm-hmm. So that's just the way it is. But I want to say shout out to you, man, because not everybody gets what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna sit here and say I fully get it, but I support it.
Thank you.
You know
man.
What I'm saying?
No,
so
most people don't.
You understand. You're a dope person.
Thank you.
And again, not everybody gets your humor, gets all of that, but I get it, because not everybody gets my humor. So we peas in the pod on that. We got a different way of doing things, but you are home team. So
thank you.
We're going to do what we can to push and make sure everything else. I know you got this big episode coming up. So we're going to make sure we're going to do everything we can to make sure help to make sure it's a success, man. So this is coming from me.
I appreciate that too.
So August 21st is going to be a good day.
Oh, shit. Check you out. Okay. Okay.
I don't know much, but I'm going to be there cheering you on, man, one way or another. You know,
I did send you the invite, right?
Yeah. Okay. You know what? I try to keep all the dates put together,
add it to the calendar, you know, bro. Add it to the calendar.
I'm gonna be honest. If you hadn't sent me an email about this Zoom, I would have totally forgot. Like, I was like, oh shit, today is Monday.
Yeah,
let me hurry up and get down here and set it up. So
I appreciate that.
I know the last few times you tried to get me on here, shit was happening. My computer died and all that shit. So I was like, yeah, I'm ready today. Let's get it cracked.
Yeah, you were. You probably just got home from work. You ready to go? Got the rest of the night going?
No, I work overnights.
Oh, so, okay. So what, you just woke up?
No, you know what? I told y'all I don't sleep, bro.
Yeah.
I sleep at work. You know what I'm saying? I work at a group home. So I take care of the mentally incapable.
Okay,
it's a nice little setup, so I can sleep there. You know, that's what happens when you are
overnight, because they sleep running, they sleep everything, right?
So yeah, you know what? They sleep, I sleep. I be chilling. I be up. Some nights are better than others, but a lot of nights I'm up listening to people's shows. I'm up listening how to get better, what I need to do, what they could be doing differently.
I feel the same damn way, man. So,
you know, what we do is what we do.
Word. Yeah, man. So,
So
how long have you been doing that?
What? I've been doing
working that overnight
for about 4 years now.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. So what can you tell me, since you do that and you help out the mentally incapable, if you will? What can you tell me about from your experience? It's going to be just completely yours, completely anecdotal, and it completely smashes opinion of the people that you've worked with overnight and your opinion over the past 4 years on mental health. Do you think? Go ahead.
I got a heart, man. And you have to realize that everybody can't do what you're doing. It's not their fault. You know what I'm saying? It's not their fault that they can't talk like you or walk like you or think like you. It's not their fault. So who am I to stand in the way of, if I can play my part and help these people live as much of a normal life as they possibly can, then who am I to not be there for them? So I think with my job, I love my job. I love being able to help people, you know, or make a difference, even the slightest difference in their life. You know, I deal with people who aren't able to fully take care of themselves, who can't cook their meals, who can't, you know, do normal things that I am blessed to do. So I love it.
Yeah.
There's no better experience than knowing that you're playing a part in somebody's life, especially when they don't have family, they don't have friends, or they can't see their family like they want to, can't be around their family like they want to. So to them, you are family because they see you more than they see their family. So
single night,
I wouldn't trade my job for the world. I've done a lot of jobs in my life, security, retail, bunch of other shit, but no better feeling in the world than knowing that you're helping somebody who can't really do the things for themselves. Mm. Yes, it gets tedious at times. Yes, it gets frustrating at times. But when you're playing a role in another human's life, in a way, it's like, you know, I have a lot of children, so I'm used to it. The patience of this job, it takes a toll on you, but you love it. You know, the money's good, but you know, the experience is sometimes more fulfilling, sometimes more fulfilling than the money. I'm not going to say all the time, because sometimes you be ready to throw in the towel like, you know what, fuck this shit. But then you realize, man, them paychecks is nice. The fact that you making a difference in somebody's life is nice. So the pros outweigh the cons a lot of times. There are cons. You just got to have the patience and the love for this shit. And if you don't, then you probably wouldn't succeed.
Yeah. I like that, man. Thank you so much for putting that out there for real, because that puts you in another light. The only light I know about you is Measure of Men. What? That's something different.
Hey, man, look, we just have fun, man. I think that's what makes it so different. Like, we just have fun, and like, when you love what you're doing and you're around good people, the vibes is always gonna be good. So yeah, the vibes is always good for me. I'm always one of them people who, if I can bring some humor to the world, especially with everything that's going on, then I'm all for it. That's why I'm always smiling. I'm always
even if it's a bad joke, you smile at my shit.
Oh yeah, because I'm always instigating some shit. Like you know me, I have a different sense of humor. I know when a person is joking, and yeah, you know that we all have our own ways of joking and doing things.
Absolutely,
you know? But
right.
Now, if it gets too real, yeah, I laugh it off on camera. But afterwards, I'll be like, yo, I ain't really like that shit. You know what I'm saying? So you're good, because I ain't never had to pull you to the side and be like, because I get you again. I get you. I get
well,
Jay.
I think too, you know, straight up is that I bring it to you. I'll tell you directly. I'm not going to hide it. Like, you know what
facts.
I'm saying? I mean,
facts. And that's what makes you you. And that's why, you know, like I said, you are home team, and we do different things.
That's so, it. All of us do. All of us do, yo. It's so crazy, because like me and Mario, I feel like me and Mario on the same team sometimes on the.
Yeah, that's my guy, man.
Yeah, he's a good dude, you know, bro. He's a good dude.
Yeah, that's my dude.
Shout out to his podcast,
At the Sound of My Voice.
Thank you.
Yep. Shout out to the home team, man. We all grind. I actually got another show with him right after this.
That's what's up.
You know,
Are y'all doing the music thing?
No. I got the music thing popping off right after this. And then I got another show that I was supposed to do on Friday, but we ended up having to reschedule and doing it today.
Gotcha.
So it's just it's like Measure of Men, but it's more based off the trends of the world. You know, like the first episode, we talked about online social media, how social media is pretty much ruined this generation. And then we talked about how the three different ways a person telling you no can affect you. So yeah, we got some shit.
Can I throw in a topic for y'all?
Yeah.
All right, bet. How important is one's individual private life? That's all. You ain't even got to answer it. That's it. You know, because now, you know, when we're in a, I guess, a marriage or in a relationship, everybody wants to know everybody about each other's doing comings and goings and all that kind of stuff. But I think, having that mystique and not being all up in each other's personal business kind of makes it better for the relationship, because it's based on trust. But that's it. You don't have to save it. I don't want you to, talk about that now. You know what I'm saying? But definitely bring it up. You know what I mean?
Facts. And that might be the topic, too. But I don't mean to cut you short, but I got to cut out, brother.
Nah, I know you do. I know you do. That's why I was just like, I don't want it. We only got a couple of minutes left. I want you to give all your plugs. Plug.
Oh, yeah. But like I said at the beginning of the show, you can catch us Mondays live on Instagram. You can catch us Thursdays live on Instagram with RSA, with Jay, with Rod. Sometimes we'll bring in different guests.
Sometimes I may not make it. You know what I mean? You know,
you facts. Catch me on Fridays on YouTube all different and Facebook. Brand new episodes of Bet the House drop. We got a Big Smash Top 50, something I just started doing. I'm just giving homage to the best podcast of the week. You know, it's like a power rankings type of thing. You can catch me just wherever. I'm everywhere. I'm on everybody's show. You know, this ain't my last time being on the RSA show.
Hell no. Nah.
Shout out to you for that.
Thank you.
So, you know, just go out and support the home team. Go out and support the Winner's Circle. Go out and support Bet the House, RSA Podcast, Cognac Room, Blunt Effect, at the sound of my voice. It's a lot of us. So shout out to all the podcasters out here doing their thing. Just keep doing you.
Yeah, that's all our people right there, too, for real. Thanks, yo. Have fun, man. For real, for real.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
All right, brother. Peace.